Hey there, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I've been thinking all weekend about something John Furness said last week during episode 119, that he tends to get burnt out when he's just making work and not creating it. It can be really easy to worship productivity and the act of shipping our work to the point that we lose the soul of our creation and the very reason why we do what we do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 120, Making versus Creating. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/120. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/120. By doing so, you'll receive my two latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. During the interview with John Furness in episode 119, he mentioned something that stuck in my mind all weekend.
I think some of mine would be, sometimes I get burnt out. Like there's sometimes when like with these sales, we basically got cleaned out twice.
Wow.
So, and I had just a couple of weeks to produce 20 more, 25 more pieces. And towards the end of it, I started to get really burned out because it was like I was just making it. I wasn't creating it. It was just being produced. And the reason I do this, I love to do woodworking, is because it's always new. It's always different. And that's just always what I've loved about it. And so when it gets to the point where it feels like I'm just forcing it out, I have to step back from it for a day or two and take a sanity break, you know? And then as soon as I do that for a day or two, then I start to get fired back up. I get more ideas going through my brain and go back to it.
There is an amazing amount of insight and wisdom in this clip from John. And so in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I just want to step through what I'm hearing John say. The first thing that I hear him say is that there's this idea that burnout is the result of just simply cranking out work without connection to a greater purpose. He's talking about how he's got to basically build up his inventory so that he can sell more work. And on one hand, you know, that's a really good problem to have, to not have anything to sell. But as an artist, as a creative professional, we need to sell our work in order to make ends meet at times. But when we lose that connection to the soul of our work, the reason that our work exists, going through that process of work can really create different feelings for ourselves. I know for myself that when I'm going through difficult times, wrestling with burnout, it's because something is out of balance in my life. I'm spending more time working and not enough time living. Those times where I'm working I'm just so focused on getting work done that I'm not really thinking about anything else. I'm not thinking about client relationships. I'm not thinking about future projects. I'm not thinking about just getting better sleep and enjoying life. I'm probably not even thinking about my moods as much. I'm just so focused on getting the work done that burnout almost sneaks up on you in those moments. So being able to connect burnout to just cranking out work was a really insightful thing for myself. The second thing that I hear John say is that trying to work in spite of those burnout feelings only makes them worse. One of the things that I really struggle with is when I'm having just periods of exhaustion or a fuzzy brain because I'm using it too much, that sometimes I'll read things or hear things from the gurus of the internet that I just need to work through them. And you know what? You can sleep when you're dead, and you know, all these things that, you know, people love to say, but you know, if you know, when you really look at them and unpack them, it means that we have to be superhuman. And I'm not a superhuman. I'm just a person. I'm just a man who needs sleep and needs to take a break from those feelings when I start to feel them. And so working through those feelings only make them worse. And it's okay to take a break. And that's the third thing that John said that really stuck out, is that it's important to take what he called sanity breaks. And in those sanity breaks, we need to rediscover and reconnect with who we are as people and why we do what we do. I asked John what he does to unwind, and you know, he listens to books on tape, he listens to music, spends time with his wife and his dog. I know for myself, you know, I like to go for walks, I like to watch movies, I just like to play video games and veg and do things completely unrelated to my work. I love to read books, and I love to take that time in order to reconnect with just life. Because there's so much life that can come into the work if we only let it. I was reading Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss recently, and one of his interviews was with the author of The Art of Fear, Kristen Ulmer, and she had this to say: honor your moods, not by forcing a different reality, but by just letting them be. That's a really good description of what a sanity break looks like. If you're feeling down and in the dumps, honor that mood, not by saying, you know what, you need to have a better attitude. You know what, just be down in the dumps for a while. Work through that time. Eat a chocolate sundae. You know, work through those feelings. Don't force something that you're not ready to really have yet. That is one of the best things that I've actually read in a long time. Just to honor my moods and not try to be like other people is just so refreshing. And what a great description of sanity breaks. Fourth and finally, get back to work. Re-engage with your work when you're ready. John said that after he takes a sanity break, after a day or two, he's back at it and he's having a great time. And that is why we need those days of rest. That is why we need to take time to live life and not work. It's amazing what our mind can devise when we take the time to stop, to take the time to allow ourselves to rest, to play, and to really see more of life than we see when we're just working in software or working with our hands or doing what we do to make ends meet. So, what about you? What have you seen in your life when it comes to making versus creating? It certainly is a mind shift to be able to see the differences between the two, because on surface level, they're exactly the same thing. Making work and creating work, you know, can be a description of the exact same process that you follow. But I really think that for me, taking that time to make work is something that anyone can do. But if I'm creating work at that level of authenticity to who I am, then it's going to be something more special and greater, and really what people are hiring me for. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you are here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.